Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I can't believe this, but some are demanding, Courtney, that you tell them how to find Donna on the social medias, your favorite medium. She would be on a social medium, I believe, Curtis, not on a social media.
Yeah.
But actually, Donna probably already knows how to find you if you're interested in her.
Probably.
But, how would you find her?
You would go on YouTube and you type in Donna Serafina, Serapina.
Okay.
And she has all of her readings there, and the latest one is the one about the Idaho murders.
Okay. All right.
It's about an hour, so strap in.
All right.
So it is a wild. Yes.
Does she just do only murders?
She does personal readings for people, too, but YouTube is really based on murders.
What do you want her to do, like a smash and grab or something?
Well, no, I mean, I didn't know if she did, like, you know, accidental deaths or,
About Butler? Can we ask her about Malcolm Butler? Why didn't
No, she doesn't. That's medium is just strictly dead people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's dead to me.
All right. And yes, many of you who listened to the AAF show are pointing out that we used to have a psychic medium on that show all the time.
What?
Matt Frazier. Yeah.
Can you have him come on this show? I would love to do a medium reading.
You want him?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that before the holidays.
Blow your mind, though. Be careful.
He can connect you. He used to connect people with their dead relatives on the show.
Yeah. Do you have somebody you want to be connected with?
Yeah.
People would cry.
Oh, my God.
Spaz burst into tears because he connected him with his father who had passed away.
I need this man.
Who's the person? You're saying
Curtis,
like there's a person.
Curtis is going to blow a gasket.
Yeah, I have a friend from college and then my mom's best friend.
Right.
Two people that I would like to.
So what makes these people able to talk to dead people?
They're gifted.
Yeah, it's a gift, Curtis. You and I don't know.
Yeah, it's an intuition.
So when did they learn they had it?
Probably when they were younger.
Yeah.
So they just were like, I don't know who this is. It's just a dead guy talking in my head?
Yeah.
Probably.
And then it's different for different people.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't hit them until puberty.
Did you ever see the movie The Sixth Sense?
Oh, my God, Courtney. Yeah, I can see dead people. Good movie. Spoiler alert.
Curtis
is the ultimate skeptic.
That's why maybe this Matt Frazier guy will change Curtis' mind.
No, I was just like Curtis. I was like, get out of here. And then the guy started rattling off stuff, and I'm like, whoa, wait. Whoa.
In the Twitch chat, New York Sports Rule says, you could have a medium on to search for the WEEI ratings.
Oh, actually, they're right where you want them to be. They're in the double digits there in the last weekly. I think we're like at a 10-3 for the fall book thus far. Number two, not where we want to be yet, but having a phenomenal year.
It only finds dead things.
Number two, Curtis, is that good in radio? I don't know.
I listen to a show every day, and I hope no one else does. Mm-hmm.
You complete jackass.
Oh, the show's number two, but they could be number one. I heard Curtis say it was a sports show. All I hear them talking about is clothes sizes. What's a medium?
Imagine just being that miserable every morning. It's like you're driving to work. Don't you want to have a little fun? Start off your morning maybe saying something positive to somebody. Give someone a hug. Smile at someone. You might make somebody's day.
Well, that's why you get the medium in here. See, they bring a tear to your eye.
Uh-huh.
Every day I listen to a show and I pray I'm the only one.
I mean, I predicted it. I said Greg wouldn't last 5 years, and I guess he's going to last 5 years.
Judging by his body mass index, he certainly will not.
I believe that's the BMI they call that.
Thanks, Wiki.
All right. Ty Law is brought to you on Ty Tuesday by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. By Zooty, build any app your company needs in a week. By Twisted Tea, keep it twisted, New England. And Ty joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hello, Ty Law.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What the hell did I just come in on? Talking about mediums and dead people, man. What's going on? I thought it was a Tie Tuesday.
It is a Tie Tuesday.
Damn it, I'm still here. Y'all talking to y'all. So I was about to hang up the phone.
By the way, I was like,
what y'all talking about?
Hey, by the way, how about your Michigan Wolverines?
Yes, sir. Hey, Wiggy.
Yo.
We trying to get us a rematch. I'm trying to tell you that right now. We put that Tad Owl on their ass.
Yeah, you did whip up on Ohio State. I did not see that one coming, especially with Blake Corum being hurt and, you know, the other kid, Edwards, being hurt. But then he came in the second half. It was like, man, that running game came out of nowhere. But, yeah, man, got to give them some props, man.
Exactly. And guess what? Ohio State, they should not have a chance to get back in just because they don't got a game. I'm going to put that out there. You know, I hear a lot of people talking that, you know, because they don't have a game, some things can happen. They can wind up right back there. Yes, they did lose to number 3, Michigan. But when you get blew out like that at home in the horseshoe, you got to go to a regular bowl game. You send their ass to the Alamo Bowl or something.
Yeah, they shouldn't get in.
Well, they're losing their minds out there, too. They're talking about they want Urban Meyer to come back.
To Ohio State?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? And I bet you that they will probably do it too. But you know what? Ryan, he ain't going nowhere. He's doing such a great job there. You know, it's a rivalry game. Everyone's getting up in arms. The same thing with Harbaugh when they were talking about, you know, he got to go a couple years ago and he changed it around now. He's untouchable, so you have to win that game, and I don't think people understand the intensity, the ramifications of that particular game. It's like when I was there, it was nothing, no other game mattered but the Ohio State game. Like, you could lose every game. You win that game, coach gonna keep his job. It's crazy.
Ty, when you look back at the Michigan-Michigan State game and you hear the sanctions come down by the Big Ten, do you support what they did, the $100,000 fine to Michigan State? And Kari Crump, he's got to miss like 8 games next season too.
I mean, you got to do something because that was uncalled for, unnecessary, unprofessional. So I don't know what it should have been, but whoever instigated, there has to be you have to reprimand him. And a young college kid, you also have to give him a second chance. I really believe in that as well. I mean, you get caught up in the heat of the moment. I heard a lot of people were talking, you know, banning from school, you know, kick him out. I totally disagree with that. So I'm glad they gave him a suspension. But at the same time, he gets the opportunity to come back and go to college because it's life after football. And if you have dreams of playing in the NFL, whatever the case is, you got to give a kid a second chance because he's young. So I'm glad that they got it out of the way. $100,000, man, when you're paying a coach $10 million a year, $100,000, I don't think the fine was worthy of anything. You could have put a little couple more zeros on that damn thing, but that's okay.
Ty, should Michigan fix the issue, though? Because hasn't this always been an issue? I mean, you played in the game Michigan-Michigan State or whether it's a Michigan-Ohio State. Isn't it because they talk about the hallway where both teams got to go in and, like, there's not a ton of security there? Like, so shouldn't Michigan do something differently so they don't run into these problems?
I mean, you shouldn't have to run into those problems when you're playing football. It's about playing football and not about how the stadium is made. People are intense. So you have to have good people, have some security there or whatever, but it has not been a problem when I was there. I mean, we're just going to change the whole stadium and how you get in and out over a tradition of 100-some thousand people just because of one incident. So, no, I don't think they should change it. You should, change the guys in the locker room. The coaches should, you know, have their team prepared not to act like some damn fools.
Ty, on to your Patriots. Were you encouraged by anything that you saw Thursday night?
I got mixed emotions on this one, guys. So, but I am encouraged. I want to say this. Mac Jones, he's taken that step. You know, it's been a couple games. I've been watching him. He's been, you know, pretty, you know, efficient, you know, and running the offense, and which that is a good thing. So, I mean, what he's doing, he's spreading the ball out, uses his legs when he has to. He drops some dimes. Well, yeah, I mean, even you, because you can't catch no more. You could have caught a couple of them. Yeah. He was dropping down.
No, you know, he looked good.
So I was like, I like what Mac Jones is doing. Now, defensively, just when I was saying, you know what, these boys can play, this secondary can play, then you let Justin Jefferson come up there and get 9 catches for 140 yards, whatever it was, and Adam Beeler, 9 catches. I mean, 18 catches. In the secondary, come on. Is somebody going to actually challenge him? You knew where the ball was going, and no one stepped up and said, I'm going to take him, get him at the line of scrimmage. He ain't about to do that today. And from when I was there, Asante was there, Darrell Revis, Stephon Gilmore, we ain't about to let somebody come out there and just do whatever they want to do without even trying or challenging them. So I give the secondary, even though they got an interception, mm-hmm. another turnover, which is great, I give their ass a big thumbs down because you don't let somebody go out there and beat your ass like that. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot of swear jar guys. It's for charity, but that one pissed me off. I'm a secondary guy, so they got to step back up this week. I wasn't happy with that performance by letting one man do that and actually let two people get him for 9 catches.
Well, Ty, if you are a little bit unhappy with that, don't you have to be concerned then looking, especially from the secondary factor of what this team's got coming up? Stephon Diggs this week. The following week, they're going to get DeAndre Hopkins. The following week, they're going to get Davante Adams. And the following week, they're going to get Jamar Chase. And then the following week, they're going to get Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And then finish up with Steph Diggs. So does that concern you a little bit when you start to look at their schedule and you start to see these guys that they're now going to face for the remainder of the season?
Man, Wiggy, you just put more concern up me. I wasn't even thinking about it like that. I was thinking about, you know, from game to game, but this is not a good look. So now you're going to get exposed. People are going to come at you. So when you're talking about that list of receivers, they didn't do themselves any favors by letting somebody go off like that. Now, you just got to change it. You got to challenge them. But when I'm looking at it, Wiggy, I'm looking at the wide receivers in the corner. I'm like, why are you consistently playing 7-8 yards off? I don't understand it. If it's a 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, why are you playing 7-8 yards off? You're not challenging. So to me, that's a signal of being scared or not comfortable within yourself. You know what I mean? So if you do that against these boys coming up next, and especially when you're talking about Allen, how he can extend plays with his legs as a quarterback, when you're talking about Waddle and Tyreek Hill, man, that's a 200-yard performance from a receiver if you don't step your game up. So I'm challenging all of them. I'm challenging Devin McCourty to get up in those guys' ears on that corner and say, we got to play better. Because they do.
Ty, when it comes to being an undisciplined team and the penalties that result, is that because that's traditionally not what goes on here? Is that
right
in your mind? Is that Bill needing to spend more time, you know, coaching up Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and not be like, where does that fault lie? Because it's not the way it normally is here and has been this season.
Now, you know what? I'm not going to blame the coaches on that because they have enough veteran leadership in the locker room, and they're professional athletes. They're getting paid to do it, so you have to be responsible for that. It's nothing the coach that he can call to make you be more disciplined or not have penalties. That's a player thing to me. And when they are talking about, you know, try to add coaches in there, it's been times where you remember where coaches leave. We gonna call us a players only practice if we don't like what's going on.
Right.
You know, we're gonna figure it out. And that's what you have to do as a professional. And someone in that locker room, I don't know who that might be now. I've been gone a long time. You know, the Patriot way, the culture change. I don't know what it is. But someone needs to step up there and hold the players accountable. Because no matter what, no matter how much glory that you can get on as far as the coaches, even Coach Belichick, when he's hollering out there, guess what, Bill? You can't come out here and do what I do. So you stay over there and holler. I'm going to stay out here on this field, and I got to figure it out. You know what I mean? And I think that's what they have to do as players, figure it out themselves and don't look for excuses from the media and blame coaches or whatever. That's a player issue.
So every other week it's a must win, sometimes according to Wiggy and others. But you lose this game Thursday night, are you done?
I mean, you didn't help yourself by losing. You know, this last game, I thought they should have pulled that one out. I thought they were going to pull that out against Minnesota. But there's always a chance because it's still kind of wide open. You know, Buffalo, who we didn't expect to lose two games in a row, you know, they lost. So they're still in it. But I do think it's a sense of urgency to get a win under your belt now, especially when you're going to be playing Buffalo. Then you got, you know, Miami, who's on fire right now. You got to come up and get a win there. So there is a chance to get in that wild card spot, but you did not do yourselves any favors this last week.
The Twisted Question of the Week for Ty Law is brought to you by Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted, New England. And Courtney has it this morning.
Ty, they've only scored 25 or more points once against the Bills since 2017. You look at this Bills team this season, and they can put up big points. How much pressure does that put on the Pats defense this week in particular to try to make something work so that they can get a win?
I mean, it's always pressure on the Pats defense, and now from the performance that they had, giving up the big plays, which we've seen pretty much all year long, and then they show some signs of, you know, being a great defense. They set themselves back. Now you have a better quarterback with a receiver just as good as Justin Jefferson and Diggs and a better quarterback. So, you know, they're licking their chops. They're looking to get on the rebound. So all the pressure is going to be on the defense anyway. I think that you can expose Buffalo's defense some. I mean, they don't scare me. It's that damn offense. You know what I mean? And when you have a quarterback like that, and a number one receiver that he's going to look to, you know where the ball is going. I'm surprised Coach Belichick didn't do something to, you know, double something scheme-wise to take them out of the game. I would have never thought that Justin Jefferson would be the guy to beat him. I would never think that Diggs, because he's their primary, he's their go-to guy, Belichick usually does something to take him out of the game. So if those guys are productive, your chances of winning are slim to none.
Before you go, what did you make of the call on the overturning that call on the Hunter Henry catch?
Man, overturning the call? Which one are you talking about? I can't recall. I don't know
the touchdown one, the one that they called no touchdown that he caught like on the goal line, the ball hit the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what?
You were probably like that was probably mid tryptophan nap for you.
Say what? Hey, that's what replay is for. When you got every scoring play is reviewable, and you know it's unfortunate, but that's what happened. Hey, it hit the ground, right? That's what you're talking about. The one that hit the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hit the ground. So it is what it is. That's what the replay for.
All right.
Well, a better ball and it would probably wouldn't result in that. I'm just it was behind them.
Okay.
The ball was behind them, so he had to reach back. He had to reach back if the ball's a little bit out in front of him.
And that's what you know, being a professional is. Hey, so you can reach back sometimes. So that's the problem with guys like Wiggy. They want the perfect ball and all that. And I get it, Wiggy, because guess what? When you make that crazy catch, when you turn around and you do something special, guess who gets the credit?
Right.
Quarterback.
Right. Quarterback making $35 million a year.
For them.
Ty, you know where you go to get a perfect ball, the jugs machine. That gives you a perfect ball every time.
Guess what?
Hey, we were on that thing, Greg, faithfully after practice. That was our thing. We get on the jug machines and we walk up to it as close as you can get. I'm talking about this right there, like a foot away from you, and that was our competition every day, and catch the ball. A lot of guys got their fingers jammed and stuff like that, you know.
Are you
sure? That's how I got them pitch, Greg. Jug machine. Unlike Wiggy, that wasn't even my primary job. I can't believe that you done let us down. I'm still tripping. You done let us down.
That's a long time ago, man.
No, it's not.
I thought it was riding a bike.
Question, I got a question for Coco.
Yes.
Because I wasn't here. It's been a while. Hey, Coco.
Hi.
How did your potatoes and your Thanksgiving meal how did that come out?
Thank you so much for asking. They were a hit, and so many listeners made them as well and said that they were the best mashed potatoes they've ever tasted.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to have to what name? Sandro. I'm gonna have to talk to him. I'm gonna have to see.
If you can telling
people
oh, he is gonna
viewers.
Be mortified. He owns a Ty Law jersey. He's gonna be crying right now.
Ty Law is a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
I know.
Let's be honest here.
And they weren't potatoes. They were box potatoes.
A guy had a pick six in their Super Bowl for a touchdown. Yeah. Sandro, we're still learning his name as we go.
When it comes to Christmas, you got to try her tenderloin in a box.
Nope.
It's delicious.
The only thing I make out of it, well, you make cupcakes out of a box. There are a lot of delicious things that come in a box.
All right, Ty, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right, that is Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. Coming up next, They Said It, a brief back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.